Hi, my name is Mike Holloway, host of Metaphysically Speaking. I am very happy and pleased to announce that WHFR and Metaphysically Speaking are once again presenting the Festival of Enlightenment Holistic Fair. This year's event will be on Saturday, May 22nd, 2010, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. right here on the campus of Henry Ford Community College. Currently, we are seeking holistic vendors, readers, and body workers for this festival. If you are interested in joining us for this exciting event, please call 313-317-6540 or email us at holistic2010@peoplepc.com. We hope to hear from you soon, and thank you.
Some teens have trouble just making it to graduation.
If it wasn't for my best friend Enrique, I would have just been out working already right now. Like, working at a factory, you know, making little pay, like $5. I would have been like one of the other kids there, like dropouts. He tells me, don't do it, please don't do it, you know. If I wasn't a real friend, I would have never told you this. You know, I would just keep shut and just let you do it. He opened my eyes even more.
Give Danny the boost he needs to graduate. Go to boostup.org and send him a message in your own words. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
They have now passed the point of no return. They do not have enough fuel to get back to Rothera. So one way or another, they're coming in. It's 92 degrees below zero, but the wind chill is the warmest it's been in a month.
Living in the shadow of the Moondog, A South Pole Diary is just one of two very different documentaries that kicks off the Mitten Movie Project feature series on Thursday, May 13th. At Detroit's Burton Theater. On Wednesday, May 12th, one loyal listener will have the opportunity to win a pair of tickets to the screening, which also features the experimental doc, Becky, You Got Your Space, Babe. For more information on this ticket giveaway, please visit our website, whfr.fm.
Anyway, I'm gonna let you listen to this song, and, if it's late at night and you're lying in bed, this is a good song to go to sleep to. It's nice and quiet and calm. Here you go. I'll be back in a minute to tell you how much I love you.
This is WHFR Dearborn. The following segment is a pre-recorded show of HFCC's Campus Connection.
That is Put Me on the Radio. I'm Dennis. This is HFCC's Campus Connection. And normally you would hear Lindsay's voice right now, but Lindsay's not with us today. She had other things she had to do. And I'm joined instead by WHFR's very own DJ Imposter.
How are you doing? Good.
Very good.
Good. Excited to be here.
Are you really?
Yeah, I can pretend. I'm pretending to be Lindsay.
Well, I mean, let's before we even get going, let's get a little bit of background on this name here. You are on more than obviously just this show.
Yes, I am on the Jump Button.
Okay.
And I sub for other people here at the radio station. So, hence the name DJ Imposter. I am everyone, yet no one.
And yet no one. Yeah. But I've listened to the shows of which you've been a part, and actually you and I have done a couple things together on around the holidays.
Yes.
And you're not an imposter. I mean, you kind of know what you're doing.
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little. Well, thank you for stepping in. Again, this was kind of a last-minute thing, and we very much appreciate you being a part of the HFCC's Campus Connection.
Oh, I love this show.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so that's why I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, wow. Okay. I just want to say that she looks very much sincere, so I'm going to ride that for a little bit.
And Dennis is blushing.
I am. I might be. I just might be. Well, if you have listened to the show, you know that we are, and I'll tell the listeners, we consider ourselves now, we've changed this a little bit, we are now the ambassadors for HFCC, and we like to welcome in, as you know, more than just the campus can hear our show.
Right.
So we like to talk to the surrounding communities, and we tell them kind of what's going on here. And I wanted to get right into something right away here. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say you're right. Actually, a lot of the people who live in the surrounding area of our reach here, we've got about an 8-mile radius distance, don't realize that a lot of these things at Henry Ford Community College are things they could be attending and come to. You know, not only support their community, but have a great time.
Well, and a great example of that, the one that I always pick is the planetarium show.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to students here, and they're like, we have a planetarium?
Yeah.
But those same students say, we have a radio station.
We have a radio station?
Exactly.
What?
So, yeah, so we don't We only listen with half an ear. But the reality is we have a pretty cool planetarium. It's right here in the science building. It was during the fall and winter. And I will find out about spring term. I know right now there's not a free show. But during the fall and the winter, they had on Tuesday evenings at 7:30, they had a free show.
Mm-hmm.
The walk for, what is it? The winter walk and then again the spring walk. So, or I'm sorry, the fall and the winter walk. And so whatever they're doing now, obviously, will be seasonal. It's absolutely free. Get here on time. I mean, it's really cool. And there are a lot of things. And those are the kind of things we like to get out
there. Yeah, I've actually been to that.
What'd you think?
Yeah, I thought it was great. Actually, it was my very first, I'm kind of ashamed to admit, my very first planetarium show.
Ever?
Ever.
Okay.
And I thought a planetarium show was where you sat and saw, like, they opened up the ceiling. I don't know. I thought they opened up the ceiling and they had this giant, like, type telescope that they would, you know, show you all the stars up and all that. But it's not. It's kind of like a movie type thing.
Oh, it's not?
You know?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Actually, you're right.
And they use a laser beam pointer to show you the different stars and
a
all
laser. They do, actually. It's the red one, and it's the kind that drives my dog nuts. But they do. They from what I know, and this is horrible, but from what I know, it seemed accurate.
I wouldn't know otherwise.
Well, it was when he started saying, "So, what's your sign, Dennis?" And I said, "I'm a Cancer," and he started telling me about myself that I. Okay, whatever.
Yeah,
that was a. Astrology, right? On Friday, DJ Imposter, we have the Not So International Film Festival. And I know that you know.
Not what, so international.
Which would mean that it's extremely domestic. The word they use here, very appropriate, local. How do you like that? and obviously nobody from Canada. But the local student and professional filmmakers come in and they show and talk about their short films. We know some people that actually will have films shown in this. This is Friday. As of this past Friday, and I know the official deadline originally was the 30th, but as of this past Friday, there were other people that said, wait, I'm finishing this up. Can I get it in? They do have some that are going to actually be shown at this. I'm pretty geeked about it for two reasons. One, admission's free.
You can't get better than free.
Well, you can. And let me tell you, because they have a concession stand.
Oh, I was just going to say, those food's involved.
Exactly. Oh, we're going to get along just fine. Anyway,
if it's free and has food, woohoo!
It doesn't matter that the food may have a small fee. But actually, the thing that I like about this is for some people, it's a first effort. And I think that may be obvious. And I think that's okay. Does that make sense?
Well, it should be okay. It's not like it's being released, you know, through Star Theaters or something like that. I mean, this is definitely an opportunity for filmmakers to get their films out there. And get hopefully some constructive criticism as well.
I think that's the point. They're going to discuss each one afterward.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, if you're doing something, you know, again, we you and I have taken classes together mm-hmm. regarding, you know, cinematography and headroom and look space and all these different things. I think there's going to be probably some just, I'm going to assume people that, you know, they were so excited about their project, whatever it was, that maybe it didn't have the proper this or the correct that. But I think that that's going to be part of the magic, too. You know? I don't know. It's just
Well, right. But I also think that if you haven't taken any classes and you watch certain films, you won't notice some of the stuff that maybe you or I would notice.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, there could be people that could come in and look at your film and they just like the content. And they're like, oh, that was the best movie I've ever seen. I can't believe that's not in theaters.
Right.
You know, just because they're not nitpicking it. They're just getting the overall feeling for the film and what the film is trying to convey.
Do you remember the time when you used to watch movies almost passively?
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever miss that?
I do.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Taking some of these classes and actually understanding movies and how to make movies and what's involved with it has actually taken away some of the magic for me.
Just some of it.
Just some of it. I still find myself getting a little caught up. You know, in movies and all that, thank goodness, because that's the whole point.
But I was just going to say, those are the ones that are the most memorable, because you stop thinking about the technical issues. But now for me, okay, great example. I'm not a big, or wasn't a real big horror fan. And I know, I don't think you are either.
No, I don't like horror films.
Okay, well, I didn't like them at all. And then I took this wonderful class here, it was a film topic class, horror and science fiction films. And now that I see, like, what goes into it, and I mean... I don't know. I don't want to, you know, screw it up for you or anything, but they're not real. You know, it's not real blood.
What? That's not real?
Exactly. I know I was surprised as you,
God,
but.
God, I thought those chainsaws looked so authentic.
No, they're not. Yeah. And most of the sounds that we hear, no, they're like post. They're done later. Yeah, they're called
Foley artists.
That's right. No, but what I'm saying, like some of the things that they do now that I look at them, I can disassociate the gore from the technique. I think that's what I'm like. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I can separate it. And for me, I can actually watch those movies now. I'm not as big a sissy.
I'm a sissy.
I still won't watch some of them because, to me, just the gore for the sake of gore is, that's not my thing, but whatever.
I don't get it.
You don't get the gore?
No. I just don't get it. I don't understand why people like it. Anyway.
Well, you remember.
Maybe I can see some really good gore at the not so international film festival.
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, I would think at this stage in many of these filmmakers' careers that there's not a lot of special effects. There's probably not a lot of that. But we also know from experience that horror films are some of the cheapest that can be made. They're extremely inexpensive. And let's face it, most of the ones we've seen, they don't pay the actors a lot. You can tell by the acting, you know?
Yeah, you definitely don't watch horror films for the acting.
No.
No.
I did watch, Halloween. It was on. I saw a little bit of it on the AMC channel with Jamie Lee Curtis. And I laughed. I did.
Did you really? Yeah. Oh, see, I don't think I've ever laughed at
a horror when she's film. Running around. Yeah, it's funny. Because, I mean, you know, it's a cliche now where you're like, you know, don't open that door. Don't walk downstairs by yourself, silly girl. You know what I mean? And you know this. It's like watching Bugs Bunny, Wiley, don't walk in the cave.
You know what's going to happen. Yeah. Don't go in there.
At some point, stop using Acme Novelty Company, you know? Seriously. Anyway, the Not So International Film Festival is, in fact, this Friday, the 14th of May. Start time is 7:15, and that runs till 10. I got an idea. It's going to probably, with the discussion included, which you can never really, you know, sometimes you can't rein in, I guess is what I'm saying. It may go past 10, but 7:15 to 10 is the planned time. That is, in fact, in the McKenzie Fine Arts Building, Adria Auditorium. Fine Arts Building is on the westernmost part of campus. And that'll bring me to a segue to parking in just a second. But this is this whole thing is presented by the HFCC Film Club, of which I very much wanted to be a part. I tried, but their meetings conflicted with classes two semesters in a row. So I know a lot of the people there, and I have attended some of the meetings. Did you ever mm-hmm. check them? Okay. And they're doing a lot of cool stuff there, and I'm really pleased with this particular event, the Not So International Film Festival. So that is Friday, 7:15, McKenzie Fine Arts. And the segue I wanted to make.
Just Friday, huh?
Just Friday.
Wow.
More. You think that there would be so many more? Remember, these are shorts.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Some of them are probably well under 10 minutes.
That's right.
I mean, how can you be well under, you
know, well, I mean? Under 10 minutes. Whoa. Well under they 10 may minutes, even be, like a minute.
Yeah, like 9 minutes under. Anyways, no, but yeah, I know, because there was one of the guys in one of our classes was asked to actually, he said, this is good enough to submit. Our teacher did, Tom Hopkins. He told him he could submit it, and his was probably 8 minutes.
So oh, wow.
That's probably, for our last assignment, you know.
Yeah.
So you figure if
was it the black and white one with the Jenga?
Mm-mm, I don't know what you're talking
okay.
about.
Never mind then.
I'll ruin it. No.
I just saw that these one students did this Jenga game, and they had twins, these evil twins, and it was done in black and white, and they had really? Music to it, and it was very well done. I was very impressed. I felt very humbled.
comparing it to your own project?
Yes.
At least you weren't like me, where I just got my family involved. I said, I got the camera here, so I'll just do, right?
Yeah.
You didn't do that.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Well, that's cool. At least you didn't do that. Get real quiet over there, DJ. Okay, the parking. This has been kind of a big deal for a while here, and I'm very, very happy. Let me tell you why. They're closing the north parking lot. That's nothing to get excited about, you're thinking, right?
I don't use it.
Right. Well,
ever.
And why? Why don't you use
because
it?
Because it's so crappy.
Okay. Well, not anymore.
Yeah.
We actually, they're beginning work on it. It started today. So you can't park there today. That's the whole north side closest to Ford Road.
Mm-hmm.
As everybody knows, let me go through this. HFCC's Campus Connection is presented recorded, but we're live right now. I'm doing this from the campus of Henry Ford Community College. That's 5101 Evergreen. We're across from Fairlane Mall next to U of M Dearborn. And the parking lot we're talking about is not the south lot that's between, that separates us from U of M Dearborn, but on the other side, which is closer to Ford Road. Completely closed. It's fine. It's spring term, so it's just,
oh, that's great.
It's incredibly less people. And as DJ Imposter said, it needs to be done. It was so bad. Well, they have a map here. I don't know. Have you seen a map of what the school will look like when this is done?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put this in front of you. Right above where it says Fairlane Mall Shuttle Service, because they're continuing the shuttle service in the spring.
Right.
Right above that, there's an area. This doesn't show color, but it would be kind of a figure eight in blue. And I'll let you guess what that is.
I'm guessing a pond.
Yeah. It's exactly right.
Somebody was telling me about that yeah. They've got... Well, and I see this great big hole back there, and I'm going...
You know, we're getting another basement?
No, I'm sitting there going, okay, that's got to be a pond or some sort of nature.
Which is kind of an interesting area for it, because right across from there is where the Rouge River kind of swings in.
Oh, and I love that area back there. Have you ever biked back there?
Absolutely.
Or gone walking back there or anything? Yeah. I'm so glad that they put that in.
You're talking about the... Well, they had to because of the Rouge. It was kind of falling in on itself. So they put up that whole embankment there, and it's like there's still a path that goes all the way. It leads to Hines Drive. Do you know that?
Yeah. No, because I ride my bike all the time, and I come down Michigan, and I go through the Andiamo parking lot there,
okay.
You know,
yeah,
where it starts. And I take that trail all the way over through Hines Drive, and then I cut back up to Outer Drive, and I go back home.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
How long would you think that is?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Well,
I think
it's 1.5
I think it's 1.5 miles on the trail.
The trail
from
Michigan?
Yes, from Michigan to Hines Drive. It's like 1.5 or 2
miles. It's about 2 miles.
Yeah, it's about...
I think you're right.
Right around there. So, yeah. And then it's probably like another mile to go back the other way.
It's just awesome.
So,
Yeah,
it's really nice. It's really, really nice in there.
We go, we take the dog back there, and it's weird because the walkers do share with joggers as well as bikers, and everybody's so darn courteous.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and that's important when you're walking. And I'm like, my hearing's just bad. I mean, and that's being kind.
I'm sorry, what?
Exactly. You don't miss a cue, do you? Anyway, it's really bad. So when I hear someone behind you, I need that. Yeah, half the time it scares me, but I need to hear that. I've been hit.
Always say, coming up on your left.
Yeah. Oh, I've been hit by a bike.
Is what I say, and then, you know what's funny though is I probably shouldn't say that.
Why?
Because then they hear left.
That's how I got hit.
And so they go to the left.
Exactly. I'm not, exactly.
When you're left. That's how you got hit.
So me, the idiot, goes, oh, boom.
Okay, I'll go left.
Yeah, two hits.
Oh, how was the person on the bike?
Bike hitting me. Well, yeah, I wasn't this muscular back then. So, yeah. Anyway, the parking lot is will be they're working on this all the way through, I believe, August 23rd. So, yeah, they're planning on getting this done. May 10th through August 23rd, the North Drive and Parking Lot A. And that goes all the way back there.
Well, it's also a little more convenient to be doing it during this time as well, because during spring and summer tours, the college goes down. I don't know.
We're in the military now. We got our tour.
The college goes down to 4 days,
right.
A 4-day work week.
But this is great. Now, I don't think you've ever used the shuttle, have you?
No.
It's awesome.
Yeah, no thanks.
No, yeah.
Have you taught? Oh, well, okay.
No, go ahead. I mean, we've had a really, really good experience with it.
No. I think it is great. I do. I think it is great. But I personally just don't have time to wait for a shuttle and sit there and then come back and then wait for a shuttle and come back.
It's timely. I mean, it really is. And it's not on the schedule it used to be. You know, when you're working out the kinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first part of the first semester, it was literally boom, 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 boom. You didn't wait at all. And in the winter months, you didn't really that much. You have to admit, now they're they're more organized or whatever, so it is a little bit longer wait. But you have to remember, they're going all the way to Dearborn Heights campus, too.
Right, right.
I mean, this is kind of, to me, it's really cool because when it was packed, I mean, so it was off the hook. It was really bad for a while until they opened up the very back parking lot.
Mm.
Okay. So I would park at the mall, take the shuttle back afterward, which was right by the food court. And that's not a bad place to be let off, you know. and then get my car and go home. So that was really convenient. But I mean, now I've noticed that since they've added the extra parking in the back there, it may be a 30-second longer walk. So yeah, it's a little better, but I still like going to the mall, the food court.
Well, yeah. See, I just park far away and walk.
You don't, though. I've seen your car. Somehow you get these magic
spots. Don't.
No?
I don't. Most of the time I am parked way back by the trail, back there by
That's Rouge how you River. Know it. That's why you're so intimate with it. I'm like, yeah, where I park, in the woods.
Just check it out all the time.
Well, listen, we have a lot more things to talk about, and we're definitely going to get to some of the things. We have the Andre Golf Tournament. We have some things going on with the station, the Festival of Enlightenment. We're going to take a really short non-commercial break and come right back after this.
Hey, folks, this is AJ Croce on WHFR.FM, the station making waves.
They have now passed the point of no return. They do not have enough fuel to get back to Rothera. So one way or another, they're coming in. It's 92 degrees below zero, but the wind chill is the warmest it's been in a month.
Living in the shadow of the Moondog, A South Pole Diary is just one of two very different documentaries that kicks off the Mitten Movie Project feature series on Thursday, May 13th at Detroit's Burton Theater. On Wednesday, May 12th, one loyal listener will have the opportunity to win a pair of tickets to the screening, which also features the experimental doc Becky, You Got Your Space, Babe. For more information on this ticket giveaway, please visit our website, WHFR.FM.
Anyway, I'm gonna let you listen to this song, and if it's late at night and you're lying in bed, this is a good song to go to sleep to. It's nice and quiet and calm. Here you go. I'll be back in a minute to tell you how much I love you.
The performing arts are an important facet of life. There is no substitute for the relationship between audience and performer. Your contributions to the Henry Ford Community College Theater Program enable students and faculty to continue promoting HFCC's artistic standards. By becoming a member of the Friends of HFCC Theater, you are allowing the theater program to prosper through establishing a scholarship fund, improving costume and scene shop facilities, and enabling the continuation of musical theater productions. For more information on becoming a friend of HFCC Theater, call
313-845-6478. Hi. This is Mike Holloway, host of Metaphysically Speaking. Please join me every third Tuesday of the month at 1 p.m. as we explore the fascinating world of metaphysics. We discuss such topics as dreams, reincarnation, astrology, and much, much more. Once again, that's Metaphysically Speaking every third Tuesday of the month at 1 p.m. only on WHFR.FM, the station that is truly making waves.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They've taught millions of people to read, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,000 and one. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary at Rotary.org.
We are back. That was Put Me on the Radio, also known as the HFCC Campus Connection theme song. Thank you, Mitch and Anthony. And what do you got over there? You've got a couple things. I'm hogging all the space here.
Let's move on to the Andre Golf outing.
We've been talking about this on the Campus Connection. Again, I'm with DJ Imposter. Lindsay could not be with us for this show. She will be back next month. Next
Dennis
show.
Dennis really misses you.
Yeah.
It really He's came. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I got to do this with DJ Pastor.
I really didn't know that that came through so clearly on that night commercial break. I'll be better. I'll hide it. But no, seriously, I'm so grateful that you're here. Seriously. And I know that you and I are both golf fans. So this is kind of cool, especially with the money's for.
Yeah. Well, every year, Henry Ford Community College puts on this ADRE golf outing, and it's basically for scholarships for the students here that attend the college.
I mean, but like, look at the numbers. I mean, I don't know. I don't have it in front of me here, but at some point, I think there was like $100,000 in total scholarships.
Oh yeah, it's up there. It's definitely up there. But okay. I think it's a fantastic thing, and if you like to do golf and you want to support the college and you want to support students, well, what a better thing to do.
Well, this particular thing, this right here, I'm gonna get that information, because I do, after we go for our next break, I want to find out exactly how much money they raise for this. It's just a ridiculous amount. But this particular thing talks about the online auction, which is a big part of the actual tournament. I mean, I know the tournament. The morning is still available. They had two shotgun starts. One was in the afternoon, and that's completely full. Okay, good.
Yeah, really, that's awesome.
That's awesome. But they still have room in the morning. I believe the afternoon was $250, and the morning that is still available is $200 to get in. And they have, like...
And you don't have to be good.
No. Oh, my God, no.
That's a huge thing to point out.
You know what's so funny is that there are people that are involved in this that I've had conversation with, and that was what they started and ended with. You know what? And I'm not really into golf. And oh, by the way, at the end, they're like, and I'm not very good.
Yeah, so, I was hitting it like a hockey puck.
That's fine. But they have different, you can go in different groups, and then some of the competitions they have are closest to the pin. They have hole-in-one contests. They have all kinds of stuff. And the goal is that everybody gets something. And the thing that attracted me to that particular information was the fact that they have the online auction.
Right.
That's already started.
Yep.
All right.
And the online auction includes like a lot of memorabilia items from the Detroit Tigers, Red Wings, the Lions. They even have a signed framed photo of Ernie Harwell's farewell to fans at Comerica Park last fall.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Right. And a signed jersey by somebody's name that I can't pronounce because I don't do sports.
Oh, well, let me... That was the imposter coming out.
It's Brandon Inge?
Brandon Inge, yeah.
Inge?
He's the third baseman for the Tigers.
Oh, yeah. Go Tigers! Woo! Boy. I love the Tigers. I love them.
And our listeners love them. We teach people. Brandon Inge is the third baseman for the Tigers. He's a potential gold glove winner.
Also, he wasn't good enough for first.
Huh? Oh. That was... Yeah, thank God we can edit this. That was a groaner. Anyway, so where can they find out more information about this auction?
Well, not from me, apparently. Well, they can go to www.adraygolf.com, and Adray is ADRAY golf.com. Or you can always go to WHFR's website and hit the college link, or you can go to the college site and
actually the hfcc.edu has mm-hmm. a banner right on the front that says golf outing.
And our, if you're only familiar with our site, that's okay. There's a link to HFCC from WHFR's site as well. So
but get involved. This is for a great cause. If you and like DJ Imposter said, you don't have to be very good. It's just a fun outing. That's what this is all about, having fun, raising money for just absolutely, it's crucial. Most of the people that we go to school with are here on some form of financial mm-hmm. aid, be it through the state or no worker left behind, or through scholarships, and me being here is a culmination of a lot of different things like that. So
yeah.
I think this is very worthwhile. Member Focus Credit Union is a big part of this too. They're helping put this on along with Henry Ford. So hfcc.edu, click the golf outing link. Or go to, what is it, ADRE Golf?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, ADREGolf.com.
.com, and you can check that out. All right.
And then, one little point, too, that we didn't mention was that not only do you get to go do 18 holes of golf, but there's also breakfast, lunch, dinner, evening activities, including, and this is my favorite part.
What's that?
A wine tasting.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's entertainment.
Yeah. And the
and
wine
there's
tasting.
The wine tasting. Which, and then there's entertainment.
That can be its own entertainment. Sure,
there's
sure.
Wine tasting.
Then there's the lampshade fitting contest.
Oh, no.
Anyway, yeah, there's food, there's grub. There's not a square dance, I don't think. But
that would be awesome.
I'm a big fan of square dance.
Actually, I am. You're joking,
no.
But I am.
Why
I
would
love
I,
square dancing.
I do not joke about square dancing.
Really?
Do-si-do. I
wow.
do not. No, I'm a big. Now, other forms of dancing, you know, not so much anymore, you know, since, you know, the incident. But
since the incident.
That's like a generic term I use
oh,
for
okay.
yeah, hip replacement. But
okay.
the, but no, seriously, this isn't like, you go for a couple hours. I mean, while your money's going to a good cause, it's also just highly entertaining, you know, with all the food, with the golf and
well,
the dancing.
And
so,
you
yeah.
can rub elbows with some of Dearborn's finest as well, because there's a lot of
oh yeah,
highly public and political figures that attend this event. And, I mean, it's very well received within the community. Very
that's right.
Well.
Keep your pools open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe
network.
There you go.
You never know.
What else you got?
Well, speaking of scholarships and supporting students here, we also have been blessed with $150,000 from AT&T. And they started it's to support a program that the college is starting called Michigan Alliance for High Skills Training at HFCC.
Now, isn't that a combined effort with other businesses, too, I believe? I believe that the Alliance was started by AT&T and Henry Ford, but other businesses got involved for this particular.
Yes.
And now, and they're also, the Alliance is part of the group, they are the group that's helping establish the curriculum, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a 2-day summit that took place at the end of April.
Yeah, they've got Capital Communications, Goodman Networks, Lineage Power, Quanta Services, Telecom Technicians. A bunch of businesses that have jumped on board with this.
And they're actually, well, some of the courses were already here. I know that Henry Ford already had a lot of these, the classes that will be part of this curriculum, but some of them they didn't. And these companies that you just named, the spokespeople and the people involved, the principals of these companies came in and said, okay, well, this is the real world. This is what we need. And they put up the money. So they
right.
sold us what we need and they gave us the money to do it. I like that.
Yeah, that's very cool. And basically what they're saying is it's a job retraining program, and it's available to displaced workers and interested students in Michigan.
Okay.
You know, so it's basically for all these people who have been getting laid off and canned.
No, they have. And what's happening is we're seeing it there. The people that were displaced aren't necessarily back in the workforce, but they're in programs like this, and they're at Henry Ford, and many people that you and I meet every day are reinventing themselves. Yeah, I worked in a factory for 20 years of my life, lost my job. Now I'm going into nursing.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is definitely a reinventing of the soul.
Oh, yeah.
Time.
Seriously.
For a lot of people, and it's been...
I did.
Yeah, me too. Well, you know, me too, and it's just been... I don't know. It's interesting, I really think we're going to come out stronger.
Well,
as a nation, I think we're really going to come out stronger after this as a nation.
Yeah, I agree with you. And we see it right here on a really, really, really ultra local level. You know, when you look around and you hear, and the optimism is already starting.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I don't know. And being in school, I feel like sometimes that we're in a bubble, because there is this optimism, and we're all like, yeah, and when I grow up, I want to be. But let's face it, you and I have families. You
yeah.
know, we are non-traditional students. And this is, I won't speak for you, but this is my return after 100 years away, you know? So I'm doing my thing now. And it's just, it's really the enthusiasm that I'm seeing. I'm going to be the editor of the paper next year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Woo-hoo,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thanks. No, I mean, I'm thrilled to death. But you know what really excites me is the number of people that are like, I've already been contacted by them, and they're like, listen, I haven't done a lot of writing, and I haven't really been involved in journalistic endeavors or whatever, but I want to learn. This is their opportunity. This
right.
is, and this is like one of, this is a really small part of the big picture, but it gives people a chance to put their toe in the water. You know,
right.
and that's what I would want. I would want to try and experience as many things as possible. So
yeah, I just dive in.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't ever put my toes in the water.
Really?
Yeah, because then I might be like, oh, it's too cold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. You ever been in Lake Superior?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of times it's too cold.
I went on a kayaking expedition on Lake Superior. Yeah. It was freezing.
Yeah.
Absolutely freezing, and it was August. Yeah, right. It was like the second week of August.
We were just
August.
Talking about that. The one time I was in Lake Superior was like my birthday's in late July, and it was after that. So it had to be later July, you know, late July, early August. And it was 90 degrees out at like Houghton Hancock or whatever. I was so cold in the water. Yeah, no thanks. No thanks.
It is freezing.
But it's beautiful.
Yes, it is. It really is. So you're sitting beautiful. There and you're looking around going, wow, this is so great. I just want to take a dip.
I wish I could swim. Yeah. I mean, I'm not one of those people that puts their toe in. You wished you were.
I'm not either. I make the decision to jump in or not.
You jumped right out too, didn't you?
Just like, holy.
See, that was one of those that really quickly on you said, no, I'm not going to get used to this.
Yeah.
No way.
Right. Only until my body's limbs start numbing and freezing off.
All right. We have lots to go over. We're going to take a short non-commercial break and come right back.
Hey, it's Ari Hest, and this is the station making waves, WHFR.
Hi, my name is Mike Holloway, host of Metaphysically Speaking. I am very happy and pleased to announce that WHFR and Metaphysically Speaking are once again presenting the Festival of Enlightenment Holistic Fair. This year's event will be on Saturday, May 22nd, 2010, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. right here on the campus of Henry Ford Community College. Currently, we are seeking holistic vendors, readers, and body workers for this festival. If you are interested in joining us for this exciting event, please call 313-317-6540 or email us at holistic2010@peoplepc.com. We hope to hear from you soon, and thank you.
Did you miss WHFR's Radiothon 2010, our annual pledge drive? No worries. You can still donate online at whfr.fm and show your support for non-commercial public radio. Donate today to receive online bonus items that are available for a limited time only, such as tickets to the Ark, a variety of jazz and blues CDs, as well as special packages such as studio recording time or even a band to come play at your location. Check it out at whfr.fm, and thank you for your support.
The Trade and Apprentice Education Division of the Henry Ford Community College is excited to present a new 10-credit-hour renewable energy certificate program. The content of the courses will be structured to inform the students of both present and future renewable energy concepts. This certificate program should interest students who are looking for an alternative to our current reliance on fossil fuels. To learn more about this program, please contact the Trade and Apprentice Education Division at 313-845-9609 or on the internet at www.hfcc.edu.
Future musician, eating those fruits packed with potassium and other nutrients can help your muscles work better to play that song. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov. This is a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station, WHFR.
We are back. That is, or was, Put Me on the Radio. Thank you, Mitch and Anthony, for the HFCC Campus Connection theme song. We have, this has been on the door, next door, DJ Imposter, for a long time, and I know this is really important to a lot of people here. Even though it doesn't, it's not actually in Dearborn, this call for volunteers for Good Neighbor Day actually takes place in the city of Ecorse. It's this Saturday, May 15th, and it's from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., I know it's early. It's early because I mean I was really excited about this until
you read the time.
I'm totally kidding. Let me read this. Join Henry Ford Community.
I'm not.
I know.
I am so not a morning person.
That is early. Hey, I mean, if it was in Dearborn,
and it's on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Good Neighbor Day, all right? Let me read this. Join Henry Ford Community College students in helping our neighbor, the residents of Ecorse. With cleaning parks, mowing lawns, painting buildings, repairing and beautifying the exterior parts of homes, and other tasks. You may sign up in the student activities office, or if you have questions or need more information, call 313-845-9865. 313-845-9865. I think the reason why this is particularly significant to me, and I think I talked about this last show, my father was a teacher, and it was like his first job out of college. And so while he had his bachelor's degree and he was teaching school at Ecorse High School and middle school, he was getting his master's at night, I think, at Wayne State. And it was like a different time. You're talking about the early 60s. You know, I think my dad started teaching at 63. And it was such a different time. He would take the bus to school and do his homework on the bus. You know, it was really, the only word I think of when I think of the stories he told me is how quaint.
Yeah.
Good for you, Dad. You know what I mean? Yes. It was like one of those. It's just
so quaint.
It is. It was quaint. It was like it's such a different time. But the reality is, Ecorse was different back then too. I mean, there's pictures of the outdoor hockey rink that they had because he was the hockey coach, and all these different things. There were the pizza place we used to eat at when, you know, after games on Saturday nights. All that stuff's gone. The rink's gone. They eventually made it an indoor rink, obviously, but that's gone. The pizza place we ate at, which was right by the rink, is gone. So there's a lot of things that have changed, but they really are the same good people of Ecorse. One of my dad's students works at a store, a deli, really close to my house. And we just got to know each other. She recognized the last name. We talk about my dad. I inherited just a ton of yearbooks, and I bring up the ones for her that have her and her friends in them. And we just go back and forth. And it sounds kind of weird, but reliving that, is, I don't know, it's really important to me. I mean, maybe that isn't weird.
Well, that's because you're a good neighbor.
Well, I try to be. Not at 8 o'clock in the morning, but, you know, I figure I'll get there. I'll stroll in around 9:30 or 10.
I'm a pretty grumpy neighbor at 8 in the morning.
I just need coffee, and I think I can get up anytime, seriously.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
But this is a really good thing. I mean, whether you're a morning person or not, you probably should try to check it out. It's the Good Neighbor Day of City of Ecorse. You're going to just basically go down there, help out with painting, yard work.
I don't think you're quite on the bandwagon yet, though.
Yeah.
You guys can do this and let me know how it is. I'll call you.
This is my good neighborness.
Yeah.
Letting everybody else know how they can participate.
But you know, if it started at noon or 1 o'clock, you'd be there.
Yes.
Okay. That's really what I wanted to get to.
Yeah.
But no, and the morning makes sense. I mean, it's not going to be that hot, but it makes sense. It's a Saturday morning.
It's a Saturday. No, not this Saturday. Yes, this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Yeah. May 15th.
Wow. Whew. That sounded early, just you saying it. No, but Ecorse does need help. I'm not going to be mean or anything. It's just it's not doing as well. A lot of the other areas around it are doing a little better, and we're all in this together. Very blue collar, so that's why it's kind of important to me too. So I'm definitely going to be there, and I hope to see a lot of the people, a lot of the listeners. Come up, say hi, let me know who you are, please. That is this Saturday in Ecorse, and it's there. This doesn't particularly say where they're meeting. No.
In Ecorse, it's not that big.
No, in fact,
just look for a big gathering of people.
On a Saturday morning, that
on
might
a Saturday
be really
morning at 8 a.m.
And one of them will be have a broom, and they'll be wearing a pink carnation. No, if you take Eureka to the river,
yeah,
you're right there.
Yeah.
And I think if you make a right, you're like in the heart of E course.
Eureka. I thought it was Southfield.
Or Southfield. Yeah.
Oh,
Eureka.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You're right. Because Eureka's
yeah,
lined
up. Yeah. Southfield just dead ends.
At like, E course.
Yeah. It goes right into E course. And
literally.
That's E course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You turn right and there's about another 2 blocks.
A lot of construction on Southfield.
Yeah.
Before
there,
that.
Yeah.
And,
there
like,
is.
Allen and Lincoln Park. But once you get down, once you get past like by 4th Street, it's smooth sailing all the way down to the river and you're in E course. Okay. We have something. From the station coming up, don't we?
Yes, we do. It's called the Festival of Enlightenment Holistic Fair.
This was from the second one. We had one last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I couldn't be here. I were you? Did you get to take part?
No.
No?
No, I didn't. But I was sending spiritual energy to the event.
Yeah?
Were yes.
you channeling some
I
of the
I was
vendors?
Trying. I was really trying.
Yeah?
Because I really did want to be here, and I am going to be here this year.
For sure.
Yes, for sure. You're for almost the whole day. So, okay. Yeah.
Right.
So, I'm finding everything out about all this stuff. But okay. It's Saturday, May 22nd, and it's only $5. Okay, I know we like free. We promote free a lot. But it's only $5, and it's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and there's all these vendors, readers, body workers, presentations. I mean, it's pretty cool. And it's not, how can I put this?
I know what
tonight?
You're going to say. So, no, I got you on this one. It's not hokey.
No.
So many times,
yeah, there you go. Thank you. I was trying to think of the word.
And honestly, I don't know that I would be able to even bring it up and talk about it. You know, not that Campus Connection is so serious or whatever. No. I mean, we have fun for sure. But we read about and we see these things all the time, and you know, on some this no, they wouldn't be we wouldn't be associated if it was
right.
And some of the people that I talked to the people that came last year, and I talked to the people that helped put it on, and they had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, especially like the touch working, like the massage therapy and everything like
right.
that. Right. Apparently, this. Well, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it's
that it
a, it's the holistic fair, not the hokey fair. I mean, it really.
Dun, 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 dun.
Well, I think a lot of people don't understand what holistic is, and it really means tapping into the natural body and the mind and the human spirit, and you just it's not about craziness or whatever. It's really just these different things. Like one of the speakers that's coming, she's going to be there at 1 p.m. It's Lynn Klassen. She's a certified face reader.
Okay.
Now, the first time that I ever heard about face reading, I have to admit, I was going, oh, yeah, okay, whatever. But then I actually got to know her and talked to her and listened to her, and I was going, wow. I mean, she even holds, get this, this is going to kill you. She holds poker classes and how to do face reading with people who play poker.
Okay.
And she was
That's practical application.
No,
right
it there. Really yeah. it really is. It and I didn't even think of that. I'm just thinking face reading, come on, or
right.
whatever. But she was explaining how different features of the face will actually represent certain aspects of people's personality. Like she's talking about these people who have fairly, this one poker player that's a woman, and she has fairly high arched eyebrows. And she said this signifies that she needs space. Like, she doesn't like to be crowded. And she said, all you have to do with somebody like that when you're playing poker is just edge a little closer to them.
And that kind of gets them off
and
their game?
And it totally throws them off their game because all they're doing is concentrating on feeling crowded by people sitting closer to them or being closer to them. I mean, it really made a lot of sense. Matter of fact, Metaphysically Speaking, which is another talk show that's during this time, is going to be interviewing her next Tuesday.
Okay.
The following Tuesday after the HFCC Campus Connection.
Right.
Right. So she's going to be on. So if you're interested at all in attending this holistic fair and you're kind of like, I don't know, you really should listen to...
Just, and that's a sampling of somebody that's actually going to be
that
there.
Yeah, that she is going to be there talking and...
And that's what, but Metaphysically Speaking, that as these are called forum shows, just as Campus Connection is a forum show, and we're available to pre-recorded, but to listen between 1 and 2 on the second Tuesday of the month, and then podcast, Metaphysically Speaking is Mike Holloway's show.
Mm-hmm.
He does the exact same thing, and he's the third Tuesday, right?
Correct.
Of each month. And he's also on the forum show, so when you go to the WHFR.fm website, you see forum shows, that's where you can listen to all of these. And I'm definitely going to, if I'm not here when he's recording it, I definitely want to hear that. Because I bought a book, not I didn't buy a book, well, I ended up buying it because I took it out of the library and I lost it, so I couldn't return
so
it.
So technically you bought
I had to pay for it, yeah.
Right.
I don't know, whatever. But it was about the same thing, about face reading. And there's actually, it sounds so weird, gosh. And remember, the opinions expressed on this show are just DJ Imposter and mine. They're not necessarily those of the college. But, like, you can read the bumps on somebody's head.
Yeah.
Okay, you say that, like, yeah, of course.
No, well, no,
like,
I've
everybody
heard of
knows
no,
that,
well,
Dennis.
I've heard, okay, well, I've heard of this. Okay. I've heard of this.
But it's kind of the same thing, isn't it? Like, no, I'm sure it's different than face reading. Face reading seems like it would be, like, over a lifetime of whatever.
Well, I asked her.
Yeah.
To give you an idea, I asked her, I was telling her about about a couple of these people that I know whose eyes kind of bug out of their sockets. I don't know how else to describe that.
No, that's pretty good.
I'm sure you know what I'm talking, not cartoon bugging out, but, you know, they're just, you know, really kind of coming out, and I feel very, very uncomfortable around them.
Right.
And it's hard to make me feel uncomfortable.
Right.
It really is.
God knows I've tried.
And so I've asked her about that. I said, why do these people make me feel so uncomfortable? And she immediately looked at me. She goes, well, your eyes are actually very small and kind of set in. And she's like, and their eyes are bugging out. And she's like, they're crowding you. She said, their eyes, when they're looking at your eyes, it's making you feel small and kind of crowded.
Really?
Yeah. And I was just, oh.
You bought that?
Interesting. You know what? I did. And I do, because I can't come up with any other reason as to why. They're good people. They're nice people. They're not jerks. They don't do inappropriate, you know. It's just something about them that really bugs me. And it's their eyes.
Okay.
And, you know, and she was just explaining that. And then, but anyway, but she's just one of the many people who are going to be there. We have a psychic and author, Robert Taylor, is going to be there. Our spiritual minister and psychic, Reverend Pamela Taylor, is going to be there. And you know what? Even if you, maybe this isn't your bag, but WHFR is your bag, you know?
Yeah.
This is a fundraiser for WHFR. Yeah. You know, we only are able to operate on support of our viewers, their donations, and fundraising events that we do. And this is a fundraising event. So you should just come down and check it out anyway, just for the fun of it, because you're supporting our radio station. Plus, and you pick something up.
We're going to have healthy food there.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll we're going to have all kinds of stuff
food.
There.
There's
don't
the food
say healthy. Thing. What are you thinking, Dennis? Oh, boy. Yeah. And sugary stuff, and you'll love it. No, okay, I'm lying. I don't know what.
I'm sure it'll be somewhat healthy. I think there's going to be like some type of sandwiches, health sandwiches, healthy sandwiches or something.
But healthy in like in the a really delicious way. Okay, I don't know. But I look, DJ Imposter wouldn't go there if there's going to be bad food.
No, I wouldn't.
But so, and again, you like those are the featured people.
Right, but there's so much more.
Really?
Oh, there's so much more. From the different vendors and people at booths with information, and then there's massage therapists. There is so much more than just the speakers who are going to be there.
Okay, good. Well, you know, I can't be. I really, honestly, with all my heart mean this, that I really wanted to be there. In fact, I had helped a lot. I mean, I was asked to kind of pitch in a little bit because they needed some work done, and I was like, kind of getting geeked about it. Seriously, when you're coming up with all the information or whatever, and you just, I was excited. And again, because so many of these things can be hokey, and this seems the exact opposite of that. It's just the people that I know from the school and the station that are getting involved wouldn't put up with anything. You know what I mean? They wouldn't, they just, you know, there's certain people that we know that they would look at this and they'd be like, no, but definitely not the case. But I can't be here. So I'm hoping that you'll be my eyes, ears, and
I will chakra. If you will be my eyes and ears at the Good Neighbor Day.
So you really aren't going to be there. Because no. I was going to be honking on the horn at 7:45.
Don't need a ride. Thanks.
No, I really have no problem with it. And I'll bring a thermos of coffee for you. And I actually...
Got plans.
I actually...
That's good. I got plans with Sandman.
I know that you're going to say, oh, you shouldn't have, but I actually got you your own rake with your name on it.
Aww. Yeah. You can just drop it off.
No, well, when I pick you up.
No, you can just put it on the porch. Don't ring the doorbell. My dog will bark.
Yeah. Trust me. Just go. Just leave it and go. I'll catch you there. All right. I think you made that pretty clear that this isn't your thing, but okay.
No, it's my thing. It's just not my time of day.
All right. We're really running up against it here, but I wanted to bring something up, and this is was important to me. Spring term starts officially the day of this broadcast.
Yes.
So that would be May 11th. Mm-hmm. Spring term starts. Something a lot of people have been asking me, well, you know, can I still get into spring classes? Absolutely, yes. Yes, a lot of them are full. But guess what? When there's something that's full and it's still in demand, they figure out ways to, they don't always, but they've tried to figure out ways to increase the class size or to add additional classes. So that's worth, keep trying is what I'm saying.
But or let them know you're interested too.
That's the only way.
Right. That's the only way they know if people are still trying to get into these classes.
And then the other thing that I'm asked a lot is it a pain in the neck for the financial aid registration process? Normally it is. It really is. You kind of rolled your eyes because you know it is. But I have to tell you something. A friend of the family, he's he's out of high school. He's starting his college career starts tomorrow. Okay. We had to bring him up here for the whole process last week. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We went through the placement tests. We got here at 8 o'clock. He got right in. Took his test. Took him, I think, an hour and a half, 2 hours. 10-minute wait, he saw a counselor. That's kind of unheard of. It's moving right along here. You got to get here early. We didn't do financial aid that day for obvious reasons because it's crazy. Crazy.
Right.
Got here at 8 o'clock, 30-minute wait. I mean, done. Out the door, back in the car in 30 minutes. So if you get here at right around 8, 8, 8:30.
Oh, yeah, you should always get here the earliest time slot you can.
But I mean, but that made it all, like everything else went smooth. You got everything done and you were back home way before 10 o'clock in the morning. And that's, again, if you got here at 10, no, we'd be joining you for lunch for sure. And then, you know, as you wait in line.
You'd be calling the pizza delivery guy. Yeah, hey, I'm in line. Can you come deliver to me?
See, now that would be a good movie right there.
That would be awesome.
What if, now you got the wheels turning. We'll talk off air. No. But seriously, though, you can get into classes. And again, for fall, it's wide open. I'm already, right now, I'm planning my fall schedule. So, and there's like a lot of stuff. Yeah, spring, just hurry. That's all you can say.
Yeah, just hurry. Keep trying. But like you mentioned, though, fall, if you know what you want to take this fall, do it now. Because you can register now.
I'll tell you one class that I'm pretty sure is open for spring, summer, and fall is a class called TCM 189. You remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that DJ Imposter, myself, Lindsay, everybody here had to take that class to get on the air. It's a one-credit hour class. It's staff radio or radio staff or something like that.
Staff training.
Staff. Is that what, see, how quickly I forget. But you took yours a while ago, didn't you?
Yeah.
I was last spring, but the point is that you can still get in that. You don't have to you can have your college career. You can be somewhere else. It can be a continuing ed class.
Right.
You don't have to be a full-time student.
It doesn't have
to
be applied towards a degree, or you don't have to be a full-time student. You can do it, like you said, continuing education. It could just be, maybe you want to do this as a hobby. Maybe you just want to check out radio. Maybe you just want to try or, you know, discover what it is. It's just a one credit class.
Yeah. And it's the
basic. It's only 8 weeks long.
8 weeks long.
Right.
It meets once a week, I think.
Yeah. Once a week for 8 weeks.
And,
for 2 hours.
It really is the gateway to a job of incredible money and glamour. This is a sexy job. It really is. And lots of vacations and okay. I'm lying.
No,
I am. You're like,
stop.
We're volunteers here, but it doesn't get much better paying, I don't think, in the real world. They feel like volunteers, but it is fun. It is fun. We have a lot of fun.
Obviously.
Yeah, that's why we do it. And actually, we figured out, we talked with your co-host on the Jump Button. We had to interview him for a project, and he said, you know what? This is actually costing me money. You guys are making me rethink my career.
But yet, he's been here for 7 years.
And he's still doing it.
And he's still doing it, and he loves it. I mean, it and as well as many other DJs here at WHFR, so.
Well, including us, right?
Right.
All right, and I know I can speak for Lindsay. Listen, DJ Imposter, thank you so much. You are on Saturday nights, mm-hmm. 8 to midnight is on the jump button. You also, I know we can hear your voice on various PSAs and promos. You're a fixture here. And thank you so much for sitting in with us today.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
What's interesting is this is the beginning of the spring semester, which just by definition is a slower month or a slower time of news. Not a lot going on, yet we still filled an hour. I love it.
Yeah. And we didn't even get to all the food.
Oh my gosh, good point.
Yeah.
Let me do that really quick. That is a really good point. The 5101 restaurant we have here, Henry Ford Community College is 5101. We have the 2010 International Buffet Lunches. Thank you for bringing this
You're
up.
Welcome.
Oh my gosh.
Because I'm starving.
No, I know. this is from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. This is on the Thursdays. It's four consecutive Thursdays starting with May 27th. So at the end of this month, before our next show, the 2010 International Buffet Lunches. The first one is A Taste of the Mediterranean, and it says, join us as we explore the cuisines of Italy, Spain, and Greece. Thursday, May 27th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Reservations are requested. I remember last year. No, they're required.
They say optional on the reservations, but there are lines to get into these buffets because they are that good.
They are that good. And for $12 per person.
$12, all you can eat, and you get all this different types of food. I mean, you cannot find a better deal than
this. That's May 27th. That's the Mediterranean, Italy, Spain, and Greece. On the 3rd, the week after that, June 3rd, is travel to Eastern Europe, the cuisines of Hungary, Poland, Russia, Germany, and Romania, among others. Mm-hmm. So we have Greece, Spain, and Italy, and then we go to Poland, Russia, and Germany. On the 10th, we experience a traditional Scandinavian smorgasbord, and then finally on the 17th of June, a taste of the world foods from all four corners. $12 per person. Call for reservations, please. 5101 is the phone number is 313-206-5101. 313-206-5101. Reservations begin as you can hear the day you can hear my voice, Tuesday, May 11th.
Yeah.
So call. We are done. Oh my gosh. I think we actually, we're right up against it. Thank you so much, DJ Imposter.
Thank you.
Thank
Dennis.
You.
Thank
and you. Folks, we will be back. We'll be back in, let's see, June. And it's looking like, let me tell you, I figured it out earlier. Our next show is, in fact, June. June 8th. I always should know the next show, right? June 8th. But this is our May show. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll look forward to being back with you again in a month. Thank you.
Hi, we're the Salt Miners, and you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
.3 WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Thank you so much for joining me this rainy Tuesday afternoon. You are listening to One Chord to Another, where every Tuesday, even the rainy ones, I, Jeff, bring you new and slightly used indie rock and pop for 2 hours from 2 till 4 p.m. Hope you've had a great week and are ready to enjoy some great music with me today. I've got a great show lined up, music from Cuff the Duke, the Avett Brothers, and the Los Campesinos, but first, I've got music from the Ting Tings. The Ting Tings are working on a second album and are said to be working with the likes of Jay-Z and Rihanna, which should be very interesting. The magazine NME says that the new album's working title is Kunst, which is the German word for art and should be released sometime this summer. Until then, though, here they are with a song off their first record. This is That's Not My Name on the station making waves, 89.3 WHFR.FM.